Well, my name is Dawn Wall, and I'm calling to represent my family and be a voice for my husband. Currently, Scott's serving a sentence in maximum security federal penitentiary on a conspiracy to traffic marijuana. And all of this was based on a no-weed conspiracy, which means basically that there was no marijuana, but the person that was caught with 57 pounds in exchange for his freedom testified against my husband and my family and did less than a year up in a camp in Oregon. So that's a little background and why we're in this situation that we're in. And, well, all in all, our family was basically a pretty normal group. We had just bought our first home, and we were married for almost 10 years, and we have two kids, a dog, paid our taxes. We served in our church and our community. We used to surf and play baseball, and all of that came to a terrible end in the month of October in 1994. And what I thought I would share with you is sentencing transcript that was read. This is what my family and friends all sat and listened to that day. It is therefore judged that the defendant be committed to the custody of the Bureau of Prisons for imprisonment term of 292 months, the minimum. Under law, I must give my reasons for this sentence. All I can say is enough. For this case and the background of the defendant, it is my opinion that 292 months is far too long to serve, and that I didn't write these guidelines and neither did the attorney. So that is what the sentence will be. I am also not going to impose the fine in which the prosecutor asks. I see no funds in which to take this fine from. The $7,500 from savings, I am going to order released to the widow. Do you mean the defendant's wife? Asked the prosecutor. His wife? Says the judge. No, I said widow. Well, she'll be a widow after all these years. I'll send it to the wife. After all, there's children to support and attorney's fees, and some of it may go to fees. I don't know. But enough is enough. 292 months is a long time, and for all intents and purposes, this marriage will not exist in 20 years from now. Yeah, my husband broke the law, but I say that it's time to reevaluate this law. I do want to read you a portion from my husband's letter to my son, Michael, as well. This is a letter written to our son, Michael, from my husband, Scott, the day after he was sentenced to 24 and a half years for marijuana trafficking conspiracy. It says, to my dear son, Michael, son, first I want you to know that I love you more than my own life, and that no matter whatever happens, don't ever think I wouldn't want to be there with you. I know what it's like to grow up without a dad, and how hard it was and how sad I was often to see other kids with theirs, and for me not to... And for me, without ever having one, it breaks my heart to pieces not to be able to hold you and to laugh with you and to even cry with you. I have not hurt anyone, nor should I steal or break anything. I sold a plant that some people say I can't. I don't have all the answers for this, and I probably never will. So, son, I know that God loves us and that He is with us, but sometimes He lets this kind of stuff happen. Michael, I'm so very sorry. I love you, Taylor, and Mom so much, but these people just don't care. And when you get older, you'll understand, I hope, because I never will. Always remember, I never left you guys. They took me away from you, and I will love you forever and ever. Please pray and trust Jesus always. Love you, Mike. Your dad, Scott, prisoner of war in America.